be saved, to know the Lord and the free pardon of sin. And it's good to enjoy the good songs of Zion and the things that God has given. Take your Bible, if you will, the book of Revelation tonight, chapter number 16. Revelation 16. If you find the place and you're able to stand, we'll look there in that chapter. That's in Revelation in chapter number 16. All right, as we look there in the chapter, we'll begin reading there. We'll read a couple of verses tonight and then get started. One of them's in verse 8 and the other one's in verse 9, and that's what we'll get started with. And the fourth angel poured out his vial upon the sun, and the power was given unto him to scorch men with fire. And men were scorched with great heat, and blasphemed the name of God, which hath power over these plagues, and they repented not to give him glory. Now, Father, bless your word to every heart. We do thank you for it, how good it is to be in the house of God tonight. We pray you'd bind the devil, every demon assigned to hinder. We plead the blood of Jesus over this congregation. We pray you'd save the lost, lift up the downhearted, set the captives free. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you and be seated. I want to preach on vials of God's wrath for a little while tonight. In verse number 1 that we've skipped down and read our text verses that we're looking at. But in verse number 1, you'll find out that there was a great voice out of the temple that was talking to here, the John the Revelator, the revelation of Jesus Christ that he's pinning down. And he says unto them, thou out of the temple, saying to the seven angels, go your ways and pour out the vials of the wrath of God upon the earth. Now, let me tell you that we live in a world that somehow or another that doesn't realize at all that it's not going to last forever. In fact, you and I know that we're not at home here, pilgrim. We're just passing through. In the lesson we're looking at, let me tell you, we live in a blasphemous, anti-God, anti-Bible, anti-holy, anti-good, right, moral, and decent Lord and Savior. They're against him all the way around. I'm going to tell you, we live in a world of people of madness. You ever notice whenever you talk to some of them, I mean, sometimes their eye don't even have to go one way and the other and flip the other way. I mean, you can just see the demons from hell in some of them. And let me say to you, these are people that are mad. You know, a lot of this that their government's trying to call mental health. No, it's not mental health. It's that some of these boys were raised by a parent that never tore their behind up. They never made them say, yes, sir, no, sir, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, and be kind and courteous. They just let them live like they wanted to live so it didn't bother them none. You know what's sad in the average home? Biggest knockdown drag out there is? Hey, son, daughter, who got into my beer and drank it all up? I done blacked your mama's eyes. She won't tell on you. That's where we're at. Yeah, right. Who snorted my dope up? Yeah, right. I got to tell you, the truth of the matter is that that's not just simply madness, but that's just full of the devil, a whole lot of it. Right. I'll stay with this same station. We'll show you that in a minute, but notice this, is that they're not only mad, they're mockers. I'm going to tell you, if you believe God and the Bible, they make fun of you. Now, if all you ever had to look at was somebody like Joel Osteen and Joyce Meyer and some of that, what's that big black guy, you know, and that's him. If that's all you had to look at, you might want to be a blasphemer yourself. I've said many a time here in this church, I'm glad God saved my soul and snatched me as a brand from the burning, because if all I had to listen to was the average deadhead bed, I'd have been an atheist. I'm glad God saved me. But we live in a world that mocks and makes fun of the people of God. And then not only that, you're going to find out we live in a world of murderers. I'm people that are just mass murderers and that are killing people. We're not talking about in self-defense, but we're talking about, and that's how perverted these district attorneys and that these attorney generals? That's how messed up they are. That one attorney general up there in New York, wherever that is at, Chicago, New York, they're all about the same. There's several of them that are out there. Not the white-headed. This is the black man, and big guy. Looks like he loves chicken, gravy, ice cream by the bucket and tubfuls. And I'm not knocking that. Some of us like a little bluebell every now and again. But here's a guy that's let criminals that needed to be locked up in the pen from now on. And he's soft on crime and let them go and let them go and let them go. And here now just recently there was a black man running a little convenience store behind the glass. And the gal came in and he's about 60 and he's a black man, thank God. And she's wanting a bag of chips. And he don't give them to her without money and he's not. She got mad, went and got a boyfriend, buddy. He looked like he's a Marine Corps, a linebacker for some football team, and he gets in there with that old man, wants to rough him up. Grabbed the old man up. You may have seen it on the news. The old man reached in under the counter as he was getting in a headlock and pulled out a knife and stabbed Mr. Muscle Man twice and to where that he's in hell tonight, that man. The attorney general then takes a man that's on camera and is involved in self-defense and puts $500,000 upon him. That's out now. They got enough pressure from the news media and people rioting that now he's made it, what, 25,000? Somebody said 50, then 25,000. And so he's out on bond but going to be tried for murder. That's how wicked we are. Now, you talk about in the day we live in, people that are mad, people that are mockers, people that are murderers. No wonder they live in such misery. You know, you meet a lot of people up and down the road. I can promise you right now is that it pays to just kind of be kind and courteous, even if you got to be kind on a credit. You can get into something before you know it. Now, whenever it does, I mean, God only knows what you'll have to do. I mean, every now and again, you know, there's a bunch of thugs that walk by me, and I guarantee you right now, I said, Lord, just keep let them keep walking. Make no mistake about it, when you look into this Bible, you'll find out over there in the book of Romans chapter 3, don't turn there, but in verse 16, that destruction and misery are in their path, are in their way. I'll tell you right now, they're so miserable that they don't want anybody else to be anything but like they are. First of all, in this lesson here tonight, number one, is that you'll find out is that the wrath of God is mentioned. There's about to be seven vials of his wrath that are going to be poured out by these angels. The Bible said over in the book of Psalm chapter number 7, about verse number 11, is that God is angry with the wicked every day. Every day God's angry with them. And let me tell you something. Look, if you will, in our text, and back up to chapter number 15, and look, if you will, about verse 1. I saw another sign in heaven, a great and a marvelous, seven angels having seven last plagues for them, for in them is fulfilled, filled up the wrath of God. I'm fixing to show the wrath of God. Look in verse 7, chapter 15. And one of the four beasts gave unto the seven angels seven golden vials full of the wrath of God, who liveth forever and forever. In the lesson we're looking at in chapter 16, verse number 1, we're talking about here, I heard a great voice, and these seven angels are going to take these vials, go your way, and pour out the vials of the wrath of God upon this earth. Now, the first one goes in verse number 2, and he poured it out, the vial upon the earth, and there fell a noisome and a grievous sore upon men, which had the mark of the beast, and upon them would worship his image. Now, when you look into it, and here it is that a grievous sore, something can't be cured. Have you ever noticed that God told Israel back over there that if you'll obey my command, obey my voice, I'll put none of the plagues upon you that I put upon Egypt. Now we've got all that, you know, AIDS is an Egyptian disease. Got it from fooling around with monkeys. Got it from beast against going against God and the Bible. In this lesson that we're looking at, you'll find out that the Bible says is that we ought to realize and recognize, you know, there was an ugly, godless, filthy crowd that was mentioned this morning over there in Revelation 22, and we're not going to turn there now. But you know, that's nothing new, because God said in Ephesians chapter number 5, and if you read verse 1 down through verse number 7, he talked about fornicators, uncleanness, covetousness, so forth and on, neither filthiness, foolishness, talking or jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. He said, no whoremonger, no unclean person, no covetous man, no idolater, and let no man deceive you with vain words. Be not partakers with that crowd. And if you're not careful, you'll let some of that get off on you. See? In this lesson that we're looking at is that, you know, I've met people and they thought they accidentally said a cuss word. No, you didn't. If you're a child of God, you said it on purpose. And let me tell you right now, is make no mistake about it. I'm sure that probably all of us that are in this building have some dirty laundry in the closet that we think God's already overlooking, but no, make no mistake about it. If you sin willfully after you come to the knowledge of the truth, you're going to pay for that one. You're going to pay for that. In the lesson that we're looking at, you'll find out is that the wrath of God is going to be unleashed upon this world. Now, notice another thing. These seven angels says that are dispensing the vials of God's wrath. Notice, if you will, these are people that took the mark of the beast. Now, we're not going to take time to turn over there in Revelation 13, verse 13 down through 17, to talk about those that took the mark of the beast in their forehead or in their hand. We're not going to do that. And the reason being is because of the fact is that we live in a money-mongering world, and they will sell their soul for another gain. Now, listen, we got a president that, fumbling, bumbling as he is, has done give our enemies 5 million barrels of oil while we're paying high dollar here for food and can't find some stuff. He's not an American for America, I can promise you right now. They're not just doing stupidly what they're doing. They automatically know that they're destroying America. You see them Asian women? They said, we've already seen our country destroyed, and we don't want to see the same thing happen to this country. And buddy, I guarantee you, they plan on voting that crowd out. But make no mistake about it. Don't you sit here tonight and think that everything's just going to be hunky-dory, because while we're watching HDTV, the Democrats have got something up their sleeve that ain't pretty. Make no mistake about it. And I'm afraid that as godless and wicked as they are, they got more fight in them than the Republican Party has got. And all that been is there. And then that old fat-looking hag, what's her name? Liz Cheney or any whoever you had in your mind. What a turncoat that she is. What's that moron, Mitt Moron Romney up there? Yeah. And there's another 10 or 12 of them that side up with that crowd. Let me tell you something, is that you'll find these are people that are selling out to the highest bidder. Now, let me tell you that in the world that we're living in, and I don't know if you've noticed it or not, but queers are running rampant. And let me tell you, it's going to be that way, and it's a sign of the last times. Now, I want to tell you, and I wouldn't be, if I were you, I wouldn't be stupid and go on my job and go to saying, queer this, queer that, you'll get fired. I've got a job I can't get fired from. But you've got to be wise when you're among those that are detrimental to you and your life and your household. But we live in a government that has given laws to protect them, that have made way for them, that have given them high-paying jobs in high places. Actually in low places, but they consider it high. And let me tell you something else that they're doing. They're all screaming and hollering and praising the Green New Deal. Now, I want you to watch this. They're doing that under the guise of quote-unquote saving the planet. Now, when you begin to look into it, the Bible says that the hand of God here in this chapter, if you read verse number 2, he's going to be touching the land. In verse number 8, he's going to be touching there. In verse number 3, that vial's going to be up on the sea and those that are out in the sea. And let me say to you that if you will, please, while you turn to the book of Isaiah, do not lose your text verse here in chapter 16. But I want you to look over in the book of Isaiah, chapter number 30. Now, God said that in our text that we've read, that he's going to scorch men with fire. They're going to be a great heat, and they're going to be scorched with that. And yet you'll find out they're just going to blame that, this godless, wicked crowd. Here's what they're going to do. They're going to blame that on the Green New Deal. And they're not going to give God glory and God credit. But look in Isaiah chapter 30, verse 26. Moreover, the light of the moon shall be as the light of the sun, and the light of the sun shall be sevenfold. Look at that. How'd you like the sun be seven times hotter right now than what it is out there? You and I are beginning to get a taste of and see a little bit. Whenever the day the Bible said that the day the Lord binded up the breach of his people and the healing, the stroke of their wound. Let me tell you, is that we're seeing when it's 102, 103, with the heat index 108, 110, we're seeing just a little bit of what this world is going to experience a whole lot of. And the Green New Deal ain't got nothing to do with it. You know what he's doing, don't you? Is that you're going to find out is that this vial that's poured out upon the sun, he's going to do. Look in verse number 4 back in our text. Back in verse number 4. The Bible says, verse number 3, that the second angel poured out his vial upon the sea, and it became as the blood of dead men, and every soul died in the sea. In verse 4, the third angel poured out his vial upon the rivers and the fountains of waters, and they became blood. In verse number 5, he said, the angel said, thou art righteous, O Lord, which art, which wast, and shalt be, because thou hast judged thus. For they have shed the blood of the saints and the prophets, and so forth and on. And then I heard another angel, verse 7, even so, Lord God Almighty, true and righteous are thy judgments. And then in verse 8 and 9, he talked about the angel that poured out the fourth vial. And it was upon the sun, and it was that which is going to scorch men. And the Bible said in verse number 9, the last phrase, and they repented not to give him glory. I can tell you what they're doing. Every time the sun is scorching, every time the sun is blistering, every time the sun during that period beats down heavily upon them, they're blaspheming God and not repenting toward God. By the time the fifth vial is opened up, God's about to give them darkness. And let me tell you right now is, he said they're going to gnaw their tongues for pain. And yet God gives them space to repent. But look in verse 11. And they blasphemed the God of heavens because their pains and their sores, and repented not of their deeds. I got to tell you right now, you talk about God's fixing to take care of business in this godless, wicked world. But now look in verse 12, at the sixth vial. And the angel poured out his vial upon the great river Euphrates, and the water thereof was dried up, and the way of the kings of the east might be prepared. All right, now here's something that we ought to look at about the great river Euphrates. It runs nearly, it's 1,700 and some odd, nearly 1,800 miles long. That's a pretty good river. A lot of tributaries, a lot of people, a lot of villages, a lot of towns up and down it are depending on it for water. And notice that, if you will, please, is that it runs, of course, if you study the geographical ending of it, it goes to the Persian Gulf. But here's what's going to happen. He's going to dry it up so that people from the east, that means Japan, that means China, that means India, that means people that are Buddhists, people that are Muslim, people that are Hindus, people that are atheists, people that are from Saudi Arabia, from Iraq, from Iran, from Pakistan, Afghanistan, Bangladesh, Red China, North Korea, you get in the picture? And God's going to dry that up, not for their benefit, but they're going to come across there, and because they're going to be coming to fight the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords in the Battle of Armageddon. Now, I got to say to you that, if you will, that I'm just like you, that every time I walk outside and it's so hot you can't get your breath. But you better be remembering that God may be giving us a taste what the world's going to get a whole lot of one of these days. In the lesson that we're looking at, he gave them space to repent, the Bible said, in verse number 11, of their deeds. And he said, and repented not of their deeds. They just kept on doing like they wanted to do, living like they wanted to live, going where they wanted to go, being what they've always been. They just didn't want God telling them what they could and could not do. I want to say to you that, if you will, that the seventh vial is about to be opened in a moment. But after he dries up the Euphrates, the river there, in verse number 13, he said, I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon, out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. There's an infernal trio right there. And that is the dragon, the beast, and the false prophet. And the Bible said that these, verse 14, these are spirits of devils working miracles. You know, all you'd have to have in the day and hour we live in to fool the average Baptist if you could perform a miracle or two. But, I mean, they just jump through a hula hoop backwards. Hey, did you hear what Dr. Lying, Cheating, Conniving, No Good Sack of Monkey Feces is preaching down there? He's doing miracles. I had a friend of mine, whenever I got saved, I wanted to get in a good, hot Bible preaching church, and I found one, had an old man down there at Second Baptist at that time in Pasadena, and his name was Cullen Hawkins. But he'd open up that Bible and read you four or five passages, close it up, and son, just cry and weep while he's preaching, walking in miles. You talk about, just talk about a good brother that we lost and that the world never even realized and went to glory. I said all that to be able to say this, is that make no mistake about it, dear friend, is that there's always been a challenge to people and his flock. He said him and another brother was going to one of them big charismatic churches just to get some notes and to be able to see what was going on. And he said, lo and behold, if I got down there, and he said, my deacon punched me and said, look in that healing line, there's one of your members. He said, yeah. He said, I don't think they really got nothing. Well, I guarantee you, if he heals her, you're not going to have her no more. Well, let me say to you that if you will, you better stay with what the Word of the Lord said. That's the reason I've emphasized all the ministry by the grace of the good Lord, is that, hey, you better have a chapter and a book and a verse to prove whatever it is you're doing. I mean, somebody may hocus pocus and pull out a pretty good miracle. But let me tell you, do you know that the Bible, John did no miracle, John the Baptist, he did no miracle. He didn't last long, but he preached the word of the Lord. He preached heaven real and hell hot. Make no mistake about it. I want to say in closing that, if you will, please, the sixth vial, whenever it opened up the Euphrates, is that this is going to dry up the river and prepare for those nations that we talked about coming from the east. Notice last but not least, verse 17 through 19 or down through 21, the seventh vial is about to be opened up. And when God opens it up in verse 17, they pour it into the air. And then not only that, but you're going to find out the great city in verse 19 is divided into three parts. And then you'll find that in that passage there, that God's about to give her the cup of the wine of the fierceness of his wrath in verse 19, the latter part. And then in verse number 21, and there fell upon men great hailstones out of heaven, every stone about the weight of a talent. That's about 100 pounds. And notice, men blaspheme God because of the plague of hell, for the plague thereof was exceeding great. Now I'm going to tell you, did you ever notice down through here? The heat made them blaspheme. The sore pain made them blaspheme. The great hail, I'm going to tell you right now, if a 100-pound hailstone hits you, there are going to be others blaspheming, but you're not going to be. I mean, you know, somebody said, hey, man, did you see the hail damage that I got on my vehicle? And, you know, it'd be a bunch of look like somebody hit it with a ball peen hammer. Well, let me tell you, 100 pounds is going to drive it down for you. It'll flatten it, and you won't. I want to say in closing here tonight that I don't know about you, but I'm glad that I'm a part of the family of God. And I'm glad to be saved and sealed. You know, tonight, I know I'm not much, and I look out there at you, and you look better, but you know what the good, the most beautifying thing there is, the most beautiful thing about us is? I'm looking at people that are hell-proof and heaven-bound. Not 100-proof, hell-proof. It's good to be saved tonight and to know the Lord in the free pardon of sin. Let's stand to our feet. Our heads are bowed. Our eyes are closed. This is in part at least something about the vials of God's wrath opened up. Now, Father, we ask your blessings upon the reading of thy word. We could teach transgressors thy ways. Save the lost, that soul that's nearest hell. May you knock on their heart's door, grant them repentance, and give them faith. We'll say thank you for loving us in Jesus' name. Amen. Shake hands.